6:01. Approval of the minutes from January 2019.
There was an edit.
Was it 2020?
And he was here. He was just running late.
Who?
Roland. It shows us he was absent.
Oh, okay.
That was the only thing that I saw.
Oh, that was the meetings, but. Oh, I must have printed out the wrong version of the issues.
2020 on there.
Anyway, the meetings from the last, minutes from the last meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion to approve and second.
Who second? Okay.
Do you need that as amended, Debbie, or?
Oh, as corrected? Yeah, as corrected. Yeah.
As corrected. Okay.
And the 20 is on the minutes. I was just looking on the agenda. On the agenda.
The agenda says 19. Yeah.
That's what I was reading.
Okay. All those in favor approving the minutes as amended, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Appearance of interested citizens. Do we have any interested citizens today? Do I have a list, Debbie? What can we do for you today, Ms. Sterfler?
Palmacia.
So, Carol, thank you for bringing up the project, and I know I've had a lot of conversations with you and Kathy Lincoln about it. It's not, the concept is not dead. I spoke with Environmental last week about it. We're kind of taking a more proactive approach towards it. There's a significant amount of things we have to take into consideration, specifically that anything that we cut down or remove or whatever has to stay in the area. The other piece is coordinating with Chief on it. There's some other issues that we need to kind of keep an eye on, particularly as it relates to any of the homeless camps that might be on there. We're still working with the volunteer group to see if they're going to do it in one fell swoop or if we're going to go with what Robert's initial recommendation on it is and phase it out over time. That area just presents a lot of challenges because of the floodway and accessibility to that. So we're really trying to spend a lot of time to project plan that out and not sort of just throw something at it and sort of have unintended consequence at it. So I haven't given up on the project. I just spoke with Carrie Blaylock, the new environmental manager. We lost a little bit of traction with the transition there, but it's definitely back on the radar. And so we're still aggressively pursuing that option. So thanks for bringing it up. Welcome, Dennis. Sounds great. Thank you, Mr.
Any other questions? All right.
Yes. So, Carol, this is just a volunteer monitor type person that you're looking for, right? And Dennis is volunteering to do that, to monitor all four of those parks, or five of them. Okay. Well, many of us go to the parks. I go to Kaiser Rapids often, and so I'm always looking at Kaiser Rapids to see if there's things going on. You know, so there are other eyes on the park, too. Okay, but it's just to clarify, it's a volunteer monitoring, and then if they see something, they call it in. Okay.
What is the boundary of where you, with your homeowners association, what is that, what is the boundaries?
Will your neighborhood association have other volunteers monitoring the parks?
I I'm the one that's filling the holes, and it's hard to get people to help. And we fill them either once or twice a year. And believe it or not, it's almost a whole truckload of dirt we have to bring in. And but sometimes as soon as, and but some, the big problem with that is not necessarily the dogs, it's the gophers that are in that field that the dogs are trying to get to. And they're digging all these holes, okay? And somehow we've got to get the gophers taken care of, and there's a lot of them in there, and there's a lot of them up at the amphitheater. But usually what I do, because it's hard to get volunteers, I just take the truck in there and give everybody a shovel, and they've been very polite and very nice, and I get five or six people as I'm driving the load of dirt up and down. People help fill all those holes. But even if we did it twice a year, those holes are going to come right back. Until we get the gophers. It's the gophers that are the problems. How about human beings breaking their legs? Same thing. Some of those holes are that deep and that wide. It's huge. Yeah, we do it, as I said, we do it about twice a year.
I'd just like to add to that. This last go around, we actually had wheelbarrows, shovels, and a pile of dirt sitting there for, what was it, 2 months probably?
3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months. Just people, you know, if they caught their dog digging in a hole, they could go backfill it right away, or if they wanted to help out, we just kind of left it there. It seemed to work out pretty good, and we used, I think we dropped 4 yards of soil there this last go around, which is actually 2 full-size truck fulls, and it's gone. That's how many people are not monitoring their pets while they're there that are digging these humongous holes.
I had a couple of community service guys that helped do a lot of that work, that they took the dirt and filled the holes in, but it's just a constant problem. The other thing that needs to be done, and I need to bring that great big roller that I had down there, we need to roll that whole dog park. It needs rolled real bad, and maybe after the next time we fill those holes in, maybe we can do that. Robert, is there a chance we can budget some money to get somebody to get those gophers?
It's a challenge in the dog park to set traps, and there's a lot of other strategic ways that people like to go after gophers that we're not legally allowed to do, so It's a real challenge. You know, you set a trap that can kill a gopher. Well, it could definitely, you know, harm a dog, and you put a bucket on it and hope that nobody moves it. Well, you know as well as I do, dogs see buckets, and they see them as chew toys. So it's not necessarily a funding thing at the dog park as it is just a sheer challenge of trying to figure out how to successfully remove the gophers safely without harming people or dogs.
I'll let Debbie know, too. She can get the information out.
Parks reports.
So, Ms. Chair, I'd just like to point out have a new guest come in. I'm not sure if they wanted to speak.
Are you an interested citizen that wants to speak to us?
Nope.
Is that a no? Okay.
Nope.
I should try it, but you still got to do the parks report.
You know, I'm just being neighborly.
All right. Mike.
It's nice. I did notice on the southwest side,
it got covered up pretty good.
Northridge is just wet.
All the time.
I stopped by Ryan J. Hill Memorial Park actually this evening. As a last minute, I was a little early to check things out. Looks great. Actually spent some time looking at the display, the memorial display. And does that ever get changed, or is that just is that a permanent, like the Japanese?
Permanent.
Okay, yeah, that was really neat. There was some litter that blown in down below that I've already talked to Robert about. But other than that, there's no tagging, there's no graffiti, there's no homeless issues. It's things look good.
Great spot where a fountain.
There is a a fountain is great. It's just it doesn't run during the winter, right? It
doesn't run at all.
Oh, it doesn't run at all.
No. It's apparently a.
I'm getting the death glare from Robert right now.
Isn't it, Robert?
Why don't you just get a coin? If it could be a coin, you know, make it a little bit more elaborate with some coin tossed in there and wishing well, you could probably pay for all the maintenance.
The fountain used to run great, but it has some major leaks that, unfortunately, when you turn it on, cause it some extreme issues, including flooding its own recirculating pump down in a vault that is a confined space. So we've chosen to shut the fountain off for now, and it's a rock garden.
It's a beautiful rock garden.
With a few pipes intermingled in between the rocks. Nice. No, it looks really good.
Sorry, Robert.
Thanks, Matt.
Yes, I'll start with Mike Witham Park. By the way, I have a tendency to brag on that all the time, and that's not to take anything away from the park you take care of and all the gardens there, because I had a chance to go over there and take a look at that. You do a very fabulous job
it's
there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So I only report on this one, and that's why I talk about how nice it is, too. Little League Complex. A week and a half ago, I was over at the amphitheater, and they knocked out all the electricity there when they tore the house down. And as soon as I got over the Little League field, PGE was there. Unbelievable. Had 12 trucks. No, they had 6 trucks and 12 employees working on a problem we had there, and they burnt the main line coming into the complex. They can't find out where the problem is yet. We have no power there and probably won't have power for some time. They did put a temporary overhead just to take care of the lights that we have, but it's a small amount of power that's there, and they said be very careful that we don't turn too much on. But they said it could be 2 or 3 weeks before they can work on it, and it's probably going to be a big job. They might have to retrench everything from, if they can't find where the problem is, from on the other side of the road, clear over to our concession stand. So we're just starting to do work in the park. You wouldn't believe how many leaves are there. I swear there's more leaves in that park than any other park. We have a great big dumpster out there, and we have filled that 5 times with all the leaves that are there. And we've got almost 90% of it done. All the ones up on top have been taken care of. Today, we had Highway Fuel out there, and they donated bark dust, and we got the bark dust done for the flower beds and a lot of other stuff that we do by the concession stand and the service building. So things are just starting to come along. The city's had a task force for some time, and they finished that task force of what they're going to do with that complex, and it was voted on. Really got down to 2 things, a 20-year lease and the city taking it over themselves and maintaining it and taking care of it. And the vote finally was that they're going to put it out for RFP for a 20-year. And that probably will happen sometime here, I don't know, in the next 6 months, they probably will get that out, see who would like to bid on that. And it'd be an open bid for anybody that wants to do that. There's a lot of things that will be happening up at the Little League field this year. Little League signed with West Coast Premier. These are one of the largest people that put on tournaments. They have signed with us to put on, right now we have 4 booked with them, and NAFTA has 2 right now, but I'm sure we're going to book some more before it's over with. And these tournaments, when they have these tournaments, we're going to bring people from all over the West Coast. Right now, they've got on 2 of them that they start with in May, they got over 75 teams already signed up. They will be using not only our complex, will be the main complex. They will be using Wallace Marine Park. There's some fields over in Silverton they'll be using. And depending on how many more teams sign, this is a big, big organization. The thing I'm worried about, and I've been meeting with Robert and Bill and on the parking's going to be a nightmare up there. It's already a problem, but it's going to be a real nightmare because these guys, when they have tournaments, won't be using 4 fields. They'll be using 10 fields. And so we're working on the parking, but it is going to be a nightmare. Any questions?
So unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it down to Bob Newton this go-round. Kind of swamped with work and a bunch of other stuff. But let me tell you about Chalmers Jones. And there's this beautiful, most amazing community garden.
Best one.
You know, you walk by it and it shines and it glitters and it's beautiful with the most amazing flower beds and the nicest fence and the nicest signs. And but it really is. I mean, Peggy and Jerry, you guys did a great job with the new flower beds. Yeah, and, you know, with the love and dedication you put into that complex, it's very very noticeable. Skate park, you know, driving down tonight, bunch of kids out there, still struggling with the helmet issues and things like that. You know, it's attracting a lot of users, and some of those users are doing other behaviors that probably aren't necessarily acceptable in parks, but I know the chief's keeping an eye on that. Having some problems in the gazebo last couple days when I've been down here over the weekend. A bunch of kids climbing all over inside the gazebo and around the gazebo. I know you can't do anything about it, but you know, just kind of keeping an eye on that. The big thing coming up for this area in general is on March 14th, the Kaiser Rotary will be hosting the annual Civic Center cleanup. The thing about Rotary is they do so much behind the scenes work and they accomplish so many amazing things in our city, and most times they don't get a lot of recognition for it, but this is a project they've taken on, I think, for almost 10 years now. And you know, Rotary is always behind the scenes helping out. They've provided $50,000 for Kaiser Little League, you know, a bunch of money to lots of other organizations. Kaiser Homegrown Theater's gotten, I think, $10,000 from them. The Big Toy was a huge one. Amphitheater. I mean, if it's in Kaiser and it's a project that's been done by volunteers, Kaiser Rotary's definitely had their fingerprint on it. So one of the things they do for our city is organize, where they sponsor the event. The Clagger Creek Watershed Council organizes the event. We're looking for 200 to 250 volunteers to help with this. There will be folks that come around. They're going to trim all the hedges and all this stuff all around this complex, and we'll be filling a 30-yard debris bin with debris. And that one action that happens every year really does a lot to beautify, you know, this whole area. And so if you've got some time, March 14th, come on down, help out, you know, whether it's pushing a broom or, you know, helping with some of the more heavy stuff. Anybody is welcome. We see, you know, kids as young as 5 and more seasoned adults out there helping out. And so just a really, really cool opportunity to get out there, get back, get to know your neighbors a little bit, just fun. Sadly, I won't be able to attend the event this year. I'm having shoulder reconstruction surgery 2 days before that, so I'm basically going to be useless on that day, which will be my first time in 5 years. So, it was either that or I got to wait 3 months.
That's why he's recruiting for volunteers, FYI.
No, it's not the park. So it's the Civic Center. It's all around the Civic Center here. It's basically the whole square block between Rickman and Bailey. And it goes from Shemawa all the way up to the property line, I believe.
Actually, they do prune the barberries in Chalmers Jones Park around the circle for us.
Yeah, so. Property line all the way that way.
Yeah.
So it is Chalmers. Okay. That part.
Chalmers.
I can't ever say it. It's a cool event. And then keep an eye out. Kaiser Lily will be hosting probably soon their annual cleanup event as well, right? Keep an eye out for that. It's a good opportunity to go down there and play as well. That's all I got. Thank you.
I went to Bob Newton.
Thank you. Tanya pinched it for me. She's awesome.
And everything looks fantastic there. It's an awesome little park. The only thing that was hard to get into is that access road is nasty.
Holes filled?
Yeah, that's it.
I'll let our streets crew know.
So add it to the list.
Once a year.
Yeah. So anyways, but everything else looks it's gorgeous. Love that park.
Thank you. So now we're going to change parks. So if I remember right, we all picked the park and then we...
I think we drew hats. Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't remember.
I think you've got
that right. I think you've got it right.
You got more time to remember things than Debbie does.
Well, well seasoned. I took a lot of flack on that one. Yeah, I remember a lot of that. Do a better job. Yes, but the idea behind this whole thing is to have the whole board look at all the parks, mm-hmm. and not just like there's three next right one. Next to my house. I could just pick Wallace House, Sunset, and Thomasia, and I would have to, I could do that walking my dog.
But we do a tour at the end of the year to look at these
parks.
Yeah,
but my idea was to have the board be familiar with more than just the parks. That's the reason for this.
Well, I'm down for picking one and saying which one I want. If I get to control one decision, I'm okay with it. And then I'll pull from a hat from the other.
Well, that was kind of consensus.
Is that the idea?
Last time, because I took a lot of flack.
Well, let's do it.
Okay, let's
make
start.
This happen.
How are you going to do it? How are you going to start? Down the road? Down the line? Or what?
Well, if you
we'll
want, I can go first.
Mr. Mack, because he likes to start things off.
Where are you going?
You know what? If it's okay, I do like Chalmers Jones a lot.
Never guessed that.
It's only because of Peggy and Jerry. They're so amazing.
Oh,
it's such a beautiful garden.
I know. You can get a sand tan by their gardens all year long.
The one that told me.
Clint, your turn.
Kaiser Lily.
Shocking.
What? I'll take Bob Newton.
Dylan, you're all the way at the end.
I like the solitude at Bear Park.
Well, that's the one I was going to pick, so I guess I'll pick...
you can pick it if you want.
No, that's...
So, Mr. Chair, the only thing that I'll say is Clay's like within 500 yards of that, so being a neighbor, he's within 500 yards of Bear Park, so...
I pick Bear because nobody likes Bear, but if he's there...
If that's the only reason, yeah, I'll take that one.
Okay, so David, which one do you
pick? Well, go down the line.
Okay.
before I step on anybody else.
Oh, should have picked the one with the gates all around it. Just kidding.
I'll show you where the next. Go on. What's left, Debbie?
Oh, okay, gosh. Can you tell? Okay, I need to cross these. Okay.
We've got Northview, Ben Miller, Claggett.
I'll take Northview.
Yeah, you want Northview?
Okay.
David?
Okay, so then you can tell me what. Yeah. Well, you want to change?
He did.
I went out of turn.
But he lives next to Bear Park.
He was being really kind.
Yeah,
Dylan's trying to hold you accountable on your kindness, is what he's trying to say.
You know.
Hey, I'm down. If we can, we can agree.
You know what? Hey, I think that. Let's try it. Go back the other way.
Do you want to do that? Where then, and then have another pick, but go back the other direction?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I want Claggett, so don't say Claggett if you're down there.
I can see we just need to drop in a second.
Okay, all right.
Do you guys need the list of what's left, or?
No, I tear them up and put them in a hat.
We just need little pieces of paper.
Is that what you're doing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so we're drawing?
Yeah, so.
That has to be drawn.
We have eight of them?
I'll offer a trade for the most jerky.
That's a really hard park to find.
The one that took a while to find. The one that took a while to find was Clear Lake.
Oh, that one, yeah, but Palmacia, I mean,
maybe it's time.
Well, you got to figure out you're there. When you hit the giant power pole, you're there.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
You got one.
Can't miss the power line.
Yeah.
I hear what
you're talking. Run into it yet? I tell you, that parking lot is not motorcycle.
That's it.
Okay.
Here's,
Claggett. No, I got, Claggett, okay.
Come.
Oh. You have to get out.
That's what that was, right?
Hey, this is called making the sausage, right? Meadows was the one I really liked, and I had it a couple years ago, and then got stripped from me right after we. I don't know. Did we have it built then? I don't even remember. When they rebuilt.
Always trade if you get what you want. Every time he's willing to trade.
Is that all it was?
Meadows is in your name.
Yeah, you got it when it was all happy and awesome.
He's picked a list.
Do I get an extra one?
No. Everybody's extra park is kind of rapid.
Okay, you're going to just, then you can, okay, good. Okay.
You're just going to hand them out?
Drawing backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's start with
Dylan. Dylan gets to go first. Oh, you don't like it now. Just take a paper, Dylan. Let's go.
Don't shove one at him.
What have you got?
I hope I get Palmacia, and then I'm going to.
You know, and you can trade probably if you wanted to.
Don't tell her yet.
Wait. I didn't hear what Jeff got. Okay, and Mike, you got what?
Is that already taken?
No, I don't know.
Sunset's already taken.
Sunset was already taken. There you go. Nice.
Oh, you got to get his back. He's got Sunset.
No, he gets to draw last.
Willamette Manor.
We'll see. We'll wait and see which.
What'd you get, Matt?
Man, I get to. have the wonderful pleasure of working with West Kaiser Neighborhood Association Wallace House.
Wallace House. It's perfect. It's fitting for you this year.
Okay. Clint or Tanya, anybody?
Ben Miller.
So Dennis, I think we're going to become best friends. This is okay. Dennis is going to be my accountability partner.
If you had Claggett, I totally would trade you.
Clay, what did you get?
Willamette Manor.
And David? Clint.
Hidden Creek.
Where is it?
It's hidden.
It's hidden.
When he said that, I was
okay,
like...
We got and Wayne, what'd you get?
Alma, see ya.
We are one short, so we got to figure out which park we don't have. Does anybody think of it offhand?
Kaiser Rapids is a general.
Kaiser Rapids, everybody has.
We're one what?
Because Sunset was already taken.
Oh.
So, and we had that down for, and Mike got that. So, do
is
we have Mike Whittem?
No.
No, we don't have Mike Whittem. How about Mike Whittem?
Hidden.
Mike Whittem?
Off River Road, it's Hidden Creek Road.
Yeah, Mike has Mike's
Mike
park.
Mike has Mike. Got it. Hey, Mike. I'm just so excited to know that I still get to see it, the beautiful gem that Peggy and Jerry have built. With Tanya's help at the very beginning. I mean, it's such a beautiful garden. Okay. Have you seen the flower beds? They're beautiful.
That's right. I'm going to need your help at Bob Newton because I think that we should do another community garden there. Yeah, right where the horseshoes are at. I heard that they're used not very regularly.
They use them pretty often during the neighborhood night out.
Oh, the one night a year. Maybe an activity we can keep there next to the National Night Out. Anyways.
We can discuss that later.
Oh.
You're right.
It is. We've been waiting for this all night. Robert's turn.
Okay, the Charge House demo is complete. Thank you to a amazing group of volunteers, Jerry Nutbrock, Randy Miller, Mark Callier, Gary Whalen, and Herc Equipment Rentals helped out with some equipment. They were able to get that house taken down and removed in 3 days. So project went very well. There is a slight depression in the earth there right now from the foundation. We're planning on filling that hole in soon. We did leave a couple of the slabs down there, the driveway, garage, and the back patio, just in case we want to throw some picnic tables out there for now. But we will be working towards something in the future down there. We don't know exactly what just yet, but for now, it's a nice open space, and we plan on leveling the backyard and making that kind of a little extension of the amphitheater for summer concerts, and you'll be able to put more people back there. And so project went very well. We're working on winter pruning. Right now we're focused down at the boat ramp parking lot. I don't know how many of you have driven through there and seen how many shrubs we have throughout that parking lot, but it's a lot. We are filling our second 20-yard dumpster, and we anticipate two more 20-yard dumpsters to be filled, so a total of 80 yards of debris taken off of just that area. And that's all done with pruners and head shears. So it's a lot of material at the boat ramp at Kaiser Rapids. So those plants are really thriving, which is awesome to see, but it's also a lot of maintenance for us. So then also I'm just working on the budget right now. It's that time of year for us, putting together pretty much our 3 to 5 year plan is pretty on track. We're possibly juggling a couple things around from year two to year three, but once I have that planned out, I'll come back to you guys and let you know what the game plan is moving forward on that. So that's keeping me busy.
Yes,
So, Robert, what would you estimate the cost savings on having volunteers do the charge house would have been compared to having to pay somebody to do that?
Off the top of my head, probably about $30,000 cost savings. Yeah, that wouldn't have been a cheap project.
So I think that's an emphasis, and I want the community to know that even though we have this funding structure put in place, it's largely focusing on operations and maintenance. We're still continuing the work of volunteerism, as I brought up earlier with the community center cleanup and with this project. You know, the community is still responding very strongly, West Kaiser, with a lot of their efforts and stuff, not specifically with the park, but definitely with Cummings Elementary and stuff. So volunteerism is still very much alive in the city, and it's good to see that, you know, the efforts of four or five folks over a short period of time saved the city $30,000. So that's just one of many things that we're continuing to do outside of, you know, the additional funding. So that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Mr. Chair, if I may, this relates to the charge house that was demolished. In the attic, they found some records, playing records, you know, like vinyl, except these were really old ones, dating back in the early, from the early 1900s. Some of them are actually called diamond discs. They can only be played on the Edison diamond disc player because it has a cone-shaped diamond that plays the record. There's also some other ones that are from the RCA Victor. And you can tell the dates on those by their labels. They have, I looked them up, and they have different style of labels. Those are all on display out in the lobby out here in the glass case if y'all want to look it at. The Charge family doesn't care to keep them, so we will keep them. Or I was thinking I might give them to the museum so they could display them.
Did the Charge family know we tore that down? Did they come out there before you tore it?
They had the option to. They did go walk around the premises.
Yes.
That's a good question. Lauren's is hauling the debris away for us. I'm not exactly sure where Lauren's sanitation takes it, but that's who's handling the debris for us.
County has a composting facility on Brown's Island.
Is that where Lauren's takes it?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think between Clayton Ward and the Marion County Refuge, anything that's natural, I think almost always goes to either being reused or put into compost.
Turned into mulch, yeah.
Any other questions for Robert? And now Roland's on the hook.
business. Matt's minute.
Matt's minute.
Does anybody have anything?
So, Clagger Creek Watershed Council hosted the annual Ben Miller Park cleanup. Again, we're very appreciative of having Carrie Blaylock on board now as the environmental manager. We had a good relationship with Elizabeth Sagmiller, but Carrie formerly served on the Watershed Council from her job with Marion County. So she's been with us for a long time. She's very familiar with the board or the council. And so we're looking into some more very specific concentrated projects on Clagger Creek itself and looking at some riparian restoration, planting, removal of invasive species and stuff. But this year, because Robert, you know, screwed up our process and did such a great job in maintaining the park that we got to refocus on the creek, which is awesome. Thank you, Robert. About 3 years ago, we got down there, cut down a tremendous amount of blackberries, and we've done a little bit of maintenance here and there over the last couple of years, but this year we didn't have to do a lot because the neighbors have cleared out their portion of the creek. We're actually not having any more homeless camps underneath the bridge there on, I think it's Alder, but we're still seeing a lot of trash. Just this go around, we had a couple full-size bags of trash collected up. Somebody lost their underwear. Not sure how that happens. But a lot of it is, you know, the kids walking to and from school. They're throwing their chip bags and stuff over the bridge. But for the most part, the park's in pretty good shape. We're going to be taking out the stump that's right in the middle of Ben Miller once the ground starts to firm up a little bit. That's a project that Clagger Creek Watershed Council is going to take on with Randy Miller. So we'll get that done probably mid-late spring. Just to reiterate, March 14th, City Center cleanup, Civic Center cleanup, please come out, support. We're running about 200 to 250 people. Keep an eye out, ear out for Kaiser Little League's annual cleanup. And yeah, just keeping things moving.
Thank you, Matt. Anything on other business?
One more question. Roland, Councilor Roland, if there's budget items that are needed, do you need those at some certain deadline before your long-range planning session?
You can check with Tim Wood.
One last thing. Congratulations on your retirement. Thank you for, 27 years?
30 years and 7 months.
Not that he's counting. Over 30 years of service to Marion County as a surveyor. You know, I know it's been something you've been wanting to do for the last couple of years, and I just wanted to embarrass the heck out of you and congratulate you in front of all of our peers, and what a great accomplishment, and thank you for all you did for Marion County.
So, any other embarrassing things for the chair? All right, this meeting is adjourned at 6:55.
Done.
Hey, Roland.
You know, when I got hit in Turner, 2003, I took 6 months of butt jokes because I got hit. And I just said, he does that because he cares. No, he was just kidding.
In this case, I care.
I know you do. You sent me a picture, but I appreciate that.
I was just